President Clinton had a saxophone. Mayor Cory Booker of Newark has tech.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. South by Southwest might be a festival of rock, movie, and technology stars, but Austin, Texas also had a visit from a politician who wants to be a tech star. It's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Cory Booker, who spoke at a hackathon put together by some of Lady Gaga's social media people. Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson was on hand and spoke with the mayor. Ben, why was he there?
Same reason as just about everyone else in this town over the last 4 days.
What's that?
He's launching a startup.
Of course he is. And what is it, a new way to do web video or something?
Yeah, the company's called Waywire. He's listed as a co-founder, and the mayor told me he wants to, quote, disrupt a media oligarchy and help regular people create content, which can also be searched easily.
There's a huge surge in America in video consumption. But the problem with these massive utilities like YouTube is that it's very hard to discover the video that you really need. So when I started realizing things like Pandora was creating algorithms that better brought music that I really enjoyed, and I saw that I was following people on Facebook and Twitter that were trusted sources, we said, wait a minute, why isn't there something like this for video?
Of course, there are other video sites in this vein, but it never hurts to have the charismatic mayor of Newark on your side. Booker is also noted for tweeting all the time and painstakingly documenting his adventures. This includes his tweets when he saved a neighbor from a burning building. He does get criticized, Ben, for oversharing.
It's true. He is a prolific tweeter. I asked the mayor if his staff ever worries he shares too much.
Are you kidding me? I get yelled at all the time. I really, and I think I advise this to people in like the office all the time, to be authentic. So if you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're thinking something, you know, consider sharing it with people. If you have a silly, I have corny jokes, because Cory and corny are one letter apart, I put them out there, you know, because in many ways, let's stop putting our politicians up on a pedestal and start realizing they're human beings just like us. They have insomnia. They drink too much caffeine. They get frustrated sometimes.
Booker sees it as a powerful way to connect government to constituents and to find out from people in Newark what needs to be fixed. The mayor told me a story of the first tweet that carried him across what he called the Rubicon. He said he had welcomed troops back from Afghanistan, which prompted a tweet from a veteran in California who needed support services, and Booker was able to lend a hand. The mayor is clearly more impressed with the transformative power of technology and less worried about what it might do to you. He did emphasize tech companies need to work on more diversity, more women and more people of color, and that investors need to work on supporting diverse enterprises. But he thinks that tech advances are a good thing.
I believe in humanity's ability to create, innovate, and technology is going to be an force accelerator to make real Martin Luther King's vision. He said we're all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a common garment of destiny. Well, that network that ties us together is getting more rapid. Those connections now can be made that cross geography, race, religion. This is an exciting time for humanity. And if truly humanity's calling is to not just innovate and change, but to make positive change, to lift the quality of life, to serve each other, if this is the truth of humanity, then technology, this is a good era.
Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker, who may run for U.S. Senate, speaking to Marketplace tech producer Ben Johnson at South by Southwest in Austin.